You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right. This was really, it's sad, but at the same time, it's funny. We got a call during yesterday's Rattle Off segment that we do at 9 o'clock. And the caller's name was Marissa. She was the very first caller. And we were like, what's going on in your world? And she goes, well, I've got a water leak in my house. And so we're having to do the whole mitigation thing and the big supersonic fans that they're bringing in. And it's just such a pain. And we decided that that's a horrible catastrophe at your house. So we started asking every caller. And the funny thing is, everybody who was on had a story about some catastrophe at the house, whether it was water, fire. One woman who blew up her house, Alana, blew up her room when she was like in high school with chemicals because she was really into chemistry stuff, and she just blew up her room, and that was a rental, as I recall. And she was like, that didn't go over very well with the parents or the landlord. So we decided we need to do an entire segment on what was the biggest catastrophe at your house. 303-691-1MIX. You've got to call us now. We do want your story. This one, I don't think should be a text one. There'll just be too complicated to read on a text.
Yeah, so just call us.
We want you to call. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Do you have a house catastrophe?
Well, first off, let me cut everybody off because I know they're already coming. You don't have to text in and say marriage. Haha, joke's been done, okay, because it's already coming in. So that's done and over with. The second thing is, yes, I had an evergreen tree fall on our house in a snowstorm. The snowstorm of 08. I don't remember what year it was, but yeah, a giant evergreen tree fell into our house and jacked up our roof. And then I also have a family member that was adding on to their house, and the electrician didn't wire things properly and set their house on fire in the middle of the night. It was on the news and everything, and they had to leave their house for about a year to have repairs done because they found additional like asbestos and stuff while they were trying to repair the fire damage. So they had to leave their house for over a year to have everything
repaired.
That is
a catastrophe.
Big time.
That's a good one. Let's start with line one. Is this Evan? Am I pronouncing it right?
You are.
Evan, I am so glad you called us. What was the biggest catastrophe at your house?
Oh, man. When I was in high school, I had a journal that I kept all of my depressing poems and life events and stories in. One day I decided I was done with it. And so I was going to set it all on fire, get rid of it. So I took it outside to the fire pit, put some lighter fluid on it, and I set it on fire. I was looking at it, and then it started getting pretty windy. I guess I forgot to put the lid on. And all of the papers flew right out of the fire pit. Caught my backyard on fire.
Oh, no.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, no.
Get the hose. Get the hose.
Yeah, run to the fire extinguisher.
God. Oh, my God. So you set your backyard on fire.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say there is something, Evan, to that whole write something on a piece of paper and then burn it. And it's supposed to be cathartic or something. So
you have years and years of this then, because you burnt a yard down. So you're cleansed for many years.
Oh, yeah. I felt much better.
I bet.
That's a great start to this. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
That's funny. Next up is Stephanie. Stephanie, what was this catastrophe at your house?
Oh, goodness. So last Christmas, it was very cold, right? Very, very cold. And I live in a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. And I started hearing what sounded like my neighbor's shower was going off. And it just kept going and going and going. So I went to investigate. And I'm home alone because my daughter's off with her dad for the holiday. And I wander into her bedroom, and it got louder. Then I heard a pop. Uh-oh. And I'm starting to freak out. I start calling maintenance. They're not answering. No one's answering. I'm knocking on neighbors' doors trying to get something to do. End up calling 911, and they end up breaking a hole in my daughter's bedroom wall. And they found that a sprinkler head out in the hallway, the breezeway, had burst. So everything that I had done to anticipate the freezing weather, the pipes, had my water running, nothing. So I had a flood in my daughter's bedroom. So when she came back from her dad's, she was living in a swamp.
Yeah, so flood and holes in the walls.
Yeah, that's horrible. Stephanie, that sucks. Thank you for being on the show with that. I mean, you know me, I've got the leak situation. I'm supposed to get my whole house repiped. That's like an ongoing catastrophe for me.
It's no
like
firefighters yet, though.
It's death by a thousand paper cuts or whatever. next is Janice. Janice, what was the household catastrophe?
So my husband went upstairs into our attic to, I think he was trying to do something with the satellite, and he ended up not staying on the beams and hit the drywall and fell through the ceiling.
Awesome.
That's out of a cartoon.
So yeah, in a movie or something. There's his legs sticking out of the ceiling.
Luckily he didn't land on us because I was upstairs with my son putting together a TV stand, and he landed next to us. So it was drywall, pink insulation stuff all over the place. Drywall hit my son. And my other son was like, what the heck happened? He was downstairs. So, yeah, it was quite a scene for a little bit.
Dad fell through the ceiling again.
Did he just land on the floor, or did he land on something?
He landed on the floor. So he went from the attic, and then he landed on the second floor. So
Did he get hurt? Did he break anything or twist anything? Or
I think his ankle was a little sore, and he had a huge bruise on his arm, underneath his arm and the side of the body from hitting the drywall when he went through.
Sure, yeah, yeah. How'd the TV cabinet come out? Did everything all right with that?
It was all like flat pieces at that time. So
oh, okay.
Together, right. So
I was just curious if that survived.
So good. Janice, thank you for the story. You have a great day, okay?
See ya.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you. I'm telling you, man, that's like out of a cartoon.
It is.
Great. Patty, what happened at your house?
Well, when I was in sixth grade, we had a rainstorm, and lightning hit our neighbor's shed and bounced off it and hit our electrical box, and our house started on fire right by our back door.
Intense.
So the cops went past our house to go to our neighbor's house, saw our house on fire, and started pounding on the door, and my mom answers like, what the do you want? And he's like, oh, ma'am, your house is on fire. We're all like, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. So that was pretty fun. But as a
that's
sixth
really
grade,
good.
We got to stay in a hotel with a pool.
Hey, score bonus. Thanks, Lightning.
Patty, thank you. I think my favorite part was Patty's impression of the police officer, what he sounded like. Hey, ma'am, your house is on fire. Patty, thank you. Here's Amy. Amy, the catastrophe at your house, what was it?
Yeah, another grade school. We had a World Food Festival at our school, and this is about how stubborn my dad is. He wanted sauerkraut, so we cooked this enormous crock pot of sauerkraut, and me and my brother and sister,
what happened there?
Guys are hello?
Yeah, we're back.
Go ahead.
Well, last we heard was there was a giant pot of sauerkraut. Then what happened? I can't see where this story is going, but I want to hear it to the end. What happened?
Well, we hated it, and he refused to give it up, and we were driving it to the festival, and he had put it in the back, and it spilled like a giant swamp in the back of the car, just tidal wave.
Wait a minute.
This is about your house, though.
Your story about the biggest catastrophe at your house is that you spilled sauerkraut in your car?
Or was it that you made sauerkraut at your house? Amy.
All right, technically, yes, that is in my car.
You completely ruined the segment, Amy. You completely ruined it.
We need you to apologize to all of
our
listeners right now.
Say you're sorry, Amy.
All right, I'm sorry that I thought my story was funny.
Nope. Nope. Two strikes. It wasn't funny, and you ruined the segment.
Amy, you're the star of the show today. You go have a great weekend, okay?
Love you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
I thought my story was funny.
Nope.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for being a good sport, Amy. You're fun. Here's Rob. Rob, what happened? What's the catastrophe at your house?
Hey, guys. Jeremy at Fort Rob. How you doing, buddy?
I can't understand you. What?
Yeah, I'm going to put you back on hold. Josh, see if we can get Rob in a better spot so we can understand what he's saying. Here's Christy. Christy, good morning. What's the catastrophe?
Well, we were living in Houston when Hurricane Ike came through. And it spawned tornadoes, and one came down our street and hit every other house, and ours happened to be one.
Ooh.
So it ripped part of the roof off. My husband had to go upstairs and check. Thankfully, he did. He went in the attic, and he saw there was water coming in. So he had to take an awl and poke holes in three bedrooms and a bathroom in the ceiling. And we had pots sitting all over the floor so that it could drain down, because we didn't want to be like our neighbors who didn't find it. Their ceilings and their walls all collapsed from the water.
Oh, that is horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Dang.
My God. How long did it take to rebuild?
How long does that take?
It took them a while. Thankfully for us, because we had poked holes in it, it didn't take long. Actually, he's the one who patched it all, and we just had to repaint the ceilings.
Wow. You know what? You know, a hurricane and a tornado, that just doesn't seem fair.
Double whammy, right? Man.
Are we going to try one more time with Rob?
I guess.
Let's try.
Yes, sir.
Rob, quickly, what's the story? We're running out of time. What happened, buddy?
Yep, real quick. In college, live on the 8th floor of our apartment. Out on the balcony, we start throwing, folding up paper airplanes, throwing them out there. Then we think it's great to light them on fire and watch them flame out. One flies out, wind catches it, brings it down to the balcony below us. That they threw all their paper trash out on the balcony. Guess what lights on fire?
Oh, no, dude.
God.
Classic story.
Anyways, I said, guys, see you later, when I heard the sirens, and I was gone for a month.
Yeah, I bet. Disappear, man. Disappear, change your name.